Good morning, everyone. Are you all well? I hope you are. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, just one little verse today, verse 23. We say one little verse, but it's the beginning of a section, a number of verses that have Moses as the central character. But here in our verse, we're introduced to Moses, and he's only a wee, tiny baby. A wee baby. Verse 23 says, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment." May the Lord help us to learn from these very simple words. Moses began his life just like you, a wee baby. And God traces his life from his birth. You know, even from the very first day of our life, there are interesting things happen to us. Now, not one of you here can remember the very first day of your life. You can't remember. But there are those in your family who can remember it. They remember the noise you made, howling and shouting and making a racket. Indeed, they thought you were never going to stop making a noise. Night and day you made it, but you did stop. And then you came to school and started to make a noise all over again. But anyway, from the very first day, God's eye is upon the child. And let me say to each one of you this morning, the Lord's eye is upon you right now. Right now, the Lord is watching you. And I think we can say he's not merely watching you, but he's watching over you, safeguarding you. But the first thing I want us to learn here today from this verse, and we'll just read it again for only a few words. "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months." Hid. Why did his mum and dad have to hide him? That's good. That's why he was hid. You see, he was born under a threat. He was born into a very dangerous world. A very dangerous world. But you know, boys and girls, you were born in the same circumstances. Oh, there wasn't a Pharaoh threatening you. But you were born into a world under a great threat. Do you know why? Because the Bible tells us that we were born in sin, and the wages of sin is death. Every one of you. Born under judgment. Born under judgment. Would you just, you bigger one, turn back to Ephesians. I want to just remind you that what I have just said is a central part of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, and here Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and in the chapter 2, he's reminding them of how things were with them before they were saved. "And you hath he quickened." Now, that's an old word, quickened. It means made alive. You may have heard of the quick and the dead, the living and the dead. It's not a term we use today, but here in the Bible it simply means, "And you had he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation," or our behavior, "in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." We were born in sin, and we were born under the judgment of God because of our sins. So, Moses was born into the world, and there was awaiting him the wrath of Pharaoh. But that only pictures for us how it is with us all. We were born into a world wherein there was not the wrath of Pharaoh, but the wrath of God because of sin. So Moses presents a picture from which we can all learn. Moses was born into danger. And you know something? Moses didn't realize as a little baby the danger that he was in. He just gurgled away there and has caught and slept and ate and slept, and he didn't know anything about the danger. Do you realize the danger? Do you? Do you realize that you're in danger because of sin? We are all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And the wrath of God abides upon us because of our sins. And when we're young, we don't realize it. And that's why preachers have to teach children their need of salvation. Tell them about the danger their souls are in. Why Sunday school teachers have to teach. Why Christian teachers in our schools teach children the danger they're in. Sadly, some of the children don't pay the slightest heed. They don't listen. They don't listen. They don't listen to what is being taught to them regarding this matter. And they shrug off and are careless. That does not mean the danger disappears. The danger's there. The danger's there. Maybe you have heard something of the virus, coronavirus, they call it. And it has a lot of nations, indeed probably all nations, very alarmed and very concerned, because it's a big threat, a big danger. Now, happily, it's not a great threat to young ones like you. It's not a threat so much to you as it is to me, because you're young and strong, and it doesn't seem to be that interested in you. It's more interested in me and the likes of me. But you've heard about that danger, I'm sure. You've heard about what the government is doing. You've heard something. You've heard even that they might start closing schools. They've done it south of the border. Over in Italy, they not only have closed the schools, but they have closed all the shops. And everybody's to stay at home to try and stop the spread of this disease. The boys and girls, there is another danger. And it faces everybody in all the world. And it's far more deadly than any coronavirus. Sin will bring everlasting death. And we need to take heed. Moses was a wee baby and he didn't know anything about it. He was in danger just the same. Oh, I hope you take heed to the warnings that we try to press upon you. Then notice that because his mum and dad believed in God, they did what was right for their child. You see, boys and girls, to be a good mummy and a good daddy, we need faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what it says in our verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Now the faith was not that of Moses, for he was only a wee baby. Didn't understand anything. It wasn't him that believed God. It was his mum and dad. And because they believed God, they took steps to shelter their little boy from the danger and from the threat that faced him. Mums and dads need faith. If you have a mum and a dad that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, then they will be doing for you what the parents of Moses did for him. They'll be taking steps to safeguard you from the danger. What did they do? It says in verse 23, they hid him. They hid him. They hid him away. Hid him away from Pharaoh and his judgment and his soldiers that would have killed him. They hid him. That's what your mum and dad does. Oh, maybe sometimes you don't like it. Can you imagine? Maybe one day when Moses was only a tiny little baby and there was a patrol of soldiers went down the street. Maybe Moses was making a bit of a noise. And mum and dad knew if the soldiers hear the noise, they'll know there's a baby in our house. So they took Moses and they wrapped him up. Tried to get him to stop making any noise, and they went to a secret wee corner in their house and they got him stuffed away in. And maybe Moses didn't like it. Maybe it was dark. Maybe he just didn't like the way he was being treated at that moment. Maybe you don't like the steps that Mum and Dad take to make you safe. One of the steps they have taken is to send you here to this school to hide you away from the dangers that you otherwise would encounter. were you to go to a state school. They send you to church, they send you to Sunday school. There are places in your area they don't allow you to go to. They say, don't you go there. Maybe there's even company in your area, other boys, other girls. And they say, don't you run around with them. They use bad language. They have wicked thoughts. They enjoy doing sinful things. I don't want you with them because they're a danger. Have you heard that? And that's mum and dad hiding you from the danger that threatens you, that threatens you. It says they hid him. They hid him in their home. And then when things were getting difficult and he was getting a wee bit bigger, and probably you just couldn't keep the thing as secret as when he was just a little tiny baby. You remember how his mum built an ark of bulrushes and she hid him in it? She hid him in it. That mother was a good mum. And of course, his dad too. He would have been, of course, out working during the day and wouldn't have been able to be there all the time with Moses. And so a lot of the duties fell to mum. But they were both together in this matter. Though mum probably did the most of the hiding and the taking care of Moses. But she was a good mum. She was a good mother. You know what it says about them? Back to the verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They saw God had favored them. There was something special about Moses, how he looked. That word proper child there means a beautiful child. Of course, mums and dads think their children are beautiful. That's very right and proper. But there was something special about Moses. I think they realized that the Lord's favor was upon this child, and that encouraged them to safeguard him and not just allow Pharaoh to take him and destroy him. It says they were not afraid of the king's command. Do you know something, boys and girls? Faith in God makes you brave. Did you know that? Faith in God makes you brave. I love the story of David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I'm sure you too have enjoyed that story. First, one of the very first stories we learn from the Bible, how he faced Goliath. Do you know what age David was when he did that? I'm looking down at the back. He probably was only a year or two or three older than you when he did this. And everyone else among the men of Israel were scared of Goliath. It says that when he stood up and for 40 days he challenged Israel, and every time he roared and shouted, and he was a big man. He was a huge man. I couldn't reach probably to the top of his head. But when he shouted and challenged, they all run away and hid. They were scared of him. Even King Saul, who was a big man, not as big as Goliath, but it says he was head and shoulders above all the rest of the men, so he was pretty big. But he didn't go out to face Goliath. But David said, and he was only a boy, and he's only a message boy coming with some food for his brothers from his dad, bringing them some refreshment. That's all they thought he was good for. They didn't recruit him into the army. No, he's too young. He's only a boy. But when he came, he was moved in his heart to challenge Goliath. He was offended by what Goliath said about the Lord. And he said, I'll fight him. Of course, there were plenty to snigger at that idea. But fight him he did. And it says when he went out against him, he only had a sling in his hand and a few stones and his shepherd's staff. And when he went out against him, he ran at him. He wasn't in the least intimidated. He ran. He was eager to come to grips with Goliath. Oh, 10 years ago, I stood in the place where David killed Goliath. You can still visit Israel, and you can go to the Valley of Elah, and you can see the mountain where Israel stood, and you can see the mountain where the Philistines stood, and in between there was the valley, and there was a little river running. That's where he got stones. It wasn't there when I was
there. It was the time of year all the water had dried up, but you could see where the river ran. And we even have some stones from that little river. In fact, so have you, for I brought enough for the school to have them. You can have a look at them. There you are. Somebody's pointing out where they are. David ran at them. He wasn't the least intimidated by him. And we know how he killed them. He wasn't afraid. And neither were the parents of Moses. They were not afraid. Faith makes you bold, boys and girls. You believe God, you can face an awful lot of things that other people can't. When it comes to the end of life, and the end of life comes for us all, there's one thing the Christian can do very well, better than others. John Wesley said one time, you've heard of John Wesley, he was the founder of the Methodist denomination, although he'd be utterly ashamed of modern Methodism, mainline Methodism. But John Wesley on one occasion said, our people die well. In other words, they're not frightened of death because they're saved. They know where they're going. In Acts chapter 5, and we'll end here, and the verse 29, we see another example of the courage that faith gives. Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. The apostles are in court. They're up before the leaders of Israel. The leaders of Israel think that the apostles have been bad because they were preaching the gospel after they told them to stop preaching the gospel. They're scolding them. What are you doing after we told you to stop? And Peter says in verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered, they all spoke, and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. That's courage. We're prepared to do what God says, even though it means we defy you, we disobey you. And that's the same spirit that the parents of Moses showed. They said, we're going to look after our child as God requires us to do, even though it means defying Pharaoh. Boys and girls, if your mum and dad is saved, then they're trying to guard you and safeguard you, and they're defying the spirit of this day in order that you might live and go to heaven. You heed what mum and dad say and obey them. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, we thank thee for thy precious word. And I pray that there will be, in what has been said today, that which will benefit and bless the children here. We do ask thee, Lord, in a very special way, that thou would keep this plague that is now beginning to afflict the nation more and more. Keep it from the door of our families, our church, and our school. For Jesus' sake, bless the school today, Lord. Amen and amen.